שייך בלייז
He was madgish kim lechi hayoim. He's only mekayim today. Kim lechi hayoim. Mi amrinen kemande omar lo mufo lechi lemocho oydil meholo yomar lo. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? So we'll see Baal Peh al Derech Haran veHarosh, and then we'll see inside, we'll try to see inside the Lashonis HaRishonim. What is Mashma vePashtus HaGemore, the suffix of the Gemara is like this. The person says, Kim Lechi Hayoim. Today I wanted to be Mekuyim. So it's Meduyuk Mitvorov. Today he wants to be Mekuyim, and tomorrow not. So tomorrow he doesn't want the Nedo to be Mekuyim. But the Maisa, he didn't speak out Lehedia that he's doing a Maisa Afore tomorrow. He didn't speak out that he's doing a Maisa Afore. So he said, Kim Lechi Ayoim. We know that he's doing a Maisa Akome. But he didn't speak out Lehedia that he's doing a Maisa Afore tomorrow. But we know that he wants to be Meifa. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? We say Michlalav atashumei ahein, and we know that he wants to do Afore, or we don't say Michlalav atashumei ahein. Dehein. We know what the person wants. He wants today a akome, and tomorrow he doesn't want the nether to be a nether. B'meile, he wants it to be mufo. Michlalav atashumei ahein. Person says loy chulin, so we know he means korban. Loy mutor, he means osu. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? He said kim lechi hayoim. Mi amrinen keman de omar lo mufo lechi lemochor domi oy dilme o lo yoma. So mashma in the Rosh, then the Rashba is mefurish azay. So what is the suffix of the Gemara? If in Afora we say Michlalav atashumei ahein, or we don't say Michlalav atashumei ahein, what is exactly the suffix? No one knows. Are we learn in Perek Rishon Michlalav atashumei ahein or not? Rav Meir holds no. Rav Yudah holds yeah. No, so Rav Meir and Rav Yudah. What is the suffix exactly? What is the suffix? Rav Meir holds Michlalav atashumei ahein. Rav Yudah holds yes. So what is the suffix here? What is the different suffix? He thought that the suffix is if taka the person means it or not. Now in the Rosh and in the Rashba is meduyek. Avada we know what the person means. He means that tomorrow it's afore. The shaila if we say michlalav atashumein. Not a mish. What was shem metzias? No, we have a tesis. Tesis is one of the gdele harishonim. Masking, lomazan the tesis. Even though we'll see later that some rishonim will be choilek. Zog tesis. Avade if a person. Look at tesis inside. Dibo amaschil boy rabbe kim lechi ayoy mau. Avol vadei omar kim lechi ayoy mufol lechi lemocher mayales aforosoi. The suffix is not of a person. I said we'll see ba. Yeah, someone bring it from Teisvus. Teisvus says that the Gemara doesn't have a suffix. If a person will say Kim lechi ayoyim and mufor chilemachor, avada it will work. Does he nishkin the suffix in the Gemara? Teisvus knows how to learn a Gemara. What state in the Gemara? The suffix is if we say michlalav atashumei ahein, or we don't say michlalav atashumei ahein. Teisvus says if the person means it or doesn't mean it, or in the klolim michlalav atashumei ahein, or yeh atashumei ahein, does he the suffix for the Gemara? Aber zok Teisvus, I know soon we'll see Rishonim that acholik and Teisvus. If the person speaks out klol, kim lechi ayoyim, mufor lechi lemochor, avada it will work. Today is our comment, tomorrow is our foreign. Shhh. That's the suffix of the Gemara. If you say it, you don't say it. Look at Tesis. You're on a Tesis. That's Tesis. What's this for me? I'm saying over a Tesis. Tesis state that the suffix of the Gemara is you say Michalav at Hashemayin or you don't say Michalav at Hashemayin. But if the person will speak out close and he will say Kim lecha ayoyim mufa lechi lemocho, it will work. The suffix is Halo Yomar, he didn't say it out. If Michalav helps for Afore or the Michalav doesn't help for the Afore, why punk here is the suffix? Why here is the suffix? Alamos Machleges Rab Meir and Rab Yudah. Why here it's different? Why here it's different? Does it the suffix of the Gemara? Mamshich the Gemara. Ve'im timtze lo imar. Ho lo yomar lo. We don't say michlalav at Hashemayin. We don't say michlalav at Hashemayin an afore. Omar lefim mucho lechi lemochor ma'u. He said, "Move lechi lemochor ma'u." What is the suffix? The Rosh speaks it out. Here we could say "michlalav at Hashemayin" that the first day is akome, or we don't say "michlalav at Hashemayin" that the first day is akome. Why would be a sad to say that in afore we don't say "michlalav" and in akome we do say "michlalav"? The first suffix is he said "kim lichayoyim." We have a suffix if we say "michlalav at Hashemayin" and he meant afore tomorrow or not. ואם תמצא לו אמר הולו יום we don't say מכלליו את השמיין and we don't say that he meant to do אפור את המרו. What would be if he said אפור את המרו move הולכי למרו? He means that it's a comment today or not. So they say, Rosh, if we say מכלליו and he meant to say a comment today, or we don't say מכלליו and we don't have a comment today. משמע דגמור, אם תמצא לו אמר את הולו יום לגבי אפור, we don't say מכלליו, maybe לגבי a comment we will say מכלליו, and if he said אפור את המרו we say that it's a comment today or not. Why the Gemara is mashma that even if in Afore we don't say Michlalav and Akome we will have a tzad to say Michlalav? Because Akome belev is chal, Roshan alevush, Akome koldu. But Akome is leichter. You don't have to have a Loshan gomu. In Afore maybe you have to have a Loshan gomu. So melevar in Afore maybe you have to have a Loshan gomu. So we don't say Michlalav at Hashemayin. So maybe in Afore taki we don't say Michlalav at Hashemayin. Or beklapi asidu amaisa Akome, kubu we don't say Michlalav at Hashemayin. So that's the tzusa de gemara. Before the kashas, we'll start the tzusa de gemara again. Al derech ha-tesis avad is azay. If a person will say kim lechi muf lechi ayoyim, it will work. Klar de gemara, he said kim lechi ayoyim. You say michalav et ha-shemayin, and he meant to make a afore tomorrow or not? For in dem zlema, you don't say michalav et ha-shemayin. Muf lechi lemachor, you say that he meant to mekayim today, or we don't say michlalav. Dainu, maybe legabe aforim we don't say michlalav, or legabe akome we do say michlalav. That's the suffix of the gemara. This is the aleph pshat in the gemara and the sfeikus of the gemara. Now, lamezen good the suffix of the gemara. The first suffix was very close. Kim lechi hayoyim suffix if he meant mufal lechi lemochor or not, or if we say that he said it or not. Michlalav at hashemayin, or lav at hashemayin. That's the suffix of the gemara. We don't say michlalav. Move on lechilemocho. It's considered he made a comment today or not. So let me learn the lashon haGemara inside. If the mitzvah holo yomar lo, that's fine. Omar lo move lechilemocho ma'u mi amrinen lemocho lo motzi meifer do kimel nidre. Or deal me came and the omar kim lechi hayoyim ki omar lefi mucho lemocho mehayoyim ki omar. So what state in the Gemara? If michlalav at Hashemayin, so when he said mufor lechi lemochor, he meant kim lechi hayoyim. And then if today it's mukem, there's nothing more to do. The whole day is akomet. But if we don't say michlalav at Hashemayin, so it will work. Why it will work? Because the afore will be chal mehayoyim. Before the stiras haGemara, first the piece of the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. He said, "Mufal lechile mocho." If you medayik michlal lavat Hashem meyayin, so mufal lechile mocho. But today is a comet. So then today is a comet. Tomorrow he can't be mefer. It's too late. Oh, we don't say michlal lavat Hashem meya. So he was not mekayim today. He only said mufal lechile mocho. So the afora will start already from today. Or Lashon HaGemara. This is the suffix in the Gemara. If you say Michlalav at Hashemayin, so he made that comment. So he said, move on the Mocha, but today is that comment. Tomorrow is too late. But if you don't say Michlalav Atashumayin, so we don't have a comment today, so while we don't have a comment today, the Aphorah could start already from today. Lo Shema Gemara. Zog the Gemara, אם תמצא מהלו, אומר לו, מופלחי למוחר, מה? מי אמרים למוחר, למוציא מאיפה דהו קיימה לנדרי היום במכלליו? אוי דילמה, כיוון דלו יאמר כי מלכי היום, כי כאומר לו, מופלחי למוחר, מהיום כאומר. לא עושה את הגמור. Now, before the still עשה גמור, this was staying the גמור. It doesn't stay with the גמור before. מה? Starts from today. I will explain in a minute. But state in the Gemara. If Mufalachil Mocher means Kiyam Ayoim, so the Aphorah can only start from tomorrow, it doesn't work. If he doesn't mean Kiyam Ayoim, the Aphorah Mehayoim Kiyomar, and it works. This is the Gemara. So if Michalav Atashumayin, I have a comment today, so the Mele, the Aphorah tomorrow, it doesn't work. Michalav Iatashumayin, so I don't hear the comment today, so the Aphorah is Chal Mehayoim. This is this piece of the Gemara before we go back to the Stira. So the first shaila we have to have pshata gemore. State in the gemore that if you want the aforet to be chal tomorrow, it only could work if it's chal mehayoyim. If it doesn't work mehayoyim, it doesn't work. Why it has to work mehayoyim? Why it has to work mehayoyim? Why it has to work mehayoyim? What? Why it has to work mehayoyim? I want to be made for tomorrow. Very glad. Today is the only day that I can be made for. The male, if it's chal mayoyim, it makes sense. Oh, but without the afikayam, there is a din yoyim shomoy. Ba'etzim, I could be made for forever. Just after shtik is a ma'isa akoma. Here's a ma'isa akoma. I said I'm made for today.
You did something today, so you can't say yoyim shomoy is going to be
again. Le'atla. What you're answering, you're asking. What do you not understand? Again, the Gemara says you need it. The Gemara says you need it to be chal today. If it's not mehayoyim, it doesn't work. We're asking why. I'm saying today that I'm mefil tomorrow. Ma baya? Why it will not be chal? So lefi dafikayam, tomorrow is too late. You have to be mefil today. On dafikayam, I am allowed to be mefil in a week. The reason I can't be mefil in a week is because I made a ma'aseh akoma. Hilchu, I didn't make a ma'aseh akoma. And I said I'm made for tomorrow, and Michalav Yatashimayin. See, right, it was a shtike. But it was not mamish a shtike. Because Lemaisa, I'm saying clearly that I want to be made for tomorrow. But Mikol Mokoyim, Val, I'm made for tomorrow, and today I'm not doing nothing, it will be called a shtike. On the Afikayam, this Gemara will be more mechudesh. But Lama Lozen. I'm saying, Lefi the Afikayam, I think he's merabed at one place, this Gemara is mamish gishmak. Afor is only today, so the mele to tzata the Afor bichal, it has to start from today. As they state in the Gemara. If I want the Afor to bichal, it has to start from today. On the Afikayam, if it doesn't start from today, so my sister, no. Aber mir kommen wir, say that. So steht in der Gemara, that if I want the Aphorah to be chal, as I said, the Shittim Mekubetzes V'Shem Dereim, the only way that the Aphorah could be chal, if it's chal from today. Now, Amod Nezach. Amod Nezach. It's not enough that I did it today. It has to be chal today. It's not enough that I did it today. The Gemara is not mechalash that I did it today. I did it Sunday. I said, Mufal Chilim Mocho, Shad, if I meant Kiyam Ayom or not. But I said it Sunday. But that doesn't help that I said it. For being the Yom Shamoy as a Chidush, the Moshe Lefi Afikayam. I need to do the Yom Shamoy, not only the words, the Chalois has to be already the Yom Shamoy. It's a very big Chidush. But again, Tosh Teitin the Gemara. Shittim Mekubetz B'Shem Dereim, that this is an offer in the Gemara, and you can't move from it, Zog Dereim, that if you want the Aphorah to be Chal, tomorrow, the only way it could work is if the Chalois Aphorah is today. Not only the Maise is anyway today. But that I meant Mehayoyim Ki Omar, that it's Chal from today, then it's called Yom Shamoy. Then it's called that there's no Shtike. But the fact that I did it today, what even I'm doing today, and tomorrow will not help. The only way that the Aphorah is chal, if it's chal mehayoyim. The Shita B'Shem Dereim says it klo. Now, the shaila is, what it means it's chal mehayoyim? I said mufal l'chilamocho. I didn't say mehayoyim. I said mufal l'chilamocho. How it became mehayoyim? He said mufal l'chilamocho. how the afari came from today? He said, Mufo lechi lemocho. So we don't say Michalav atashimei ha'ed. He didn't mean to mekayim today. Say that. Although he said, Mufo lechi lemocho. How Mufo lechi lemocho turned out to become ha'afore mehayoyim ki'oma. What is Tainai? He says, lemocho. He says, chalemocho, we know that it's chalemocho. How it's chalemocho? He said it today. Nu mehayoyim ki'oma. What is mehayoyim? But he said lemocho. But he said lemocho. But he says lemocho. How?
Because in order for the
so the mefarshim have maybe three drachim, shtaim shem shalosh. So Kiveger in the tshuva is merames that he says like this: when a person asks on himself to eat something, he's also to eat today. He's also to eat tomorrow. He's also to eat in a week. The Aforas Nedorim is matir now the tomorrow. From now the tomorrow is mutar. The Chalois is Chal now the tomorrow is mutar. Not that tomorrow it will be Chal. We could look at like we could a person has 10 Nedorim. The Shaiwai is not that Oshud Amiktsosoi. And he's matir one of the Nedorim. The day is Kilo, it's a calendar. And from now already I'm matir the day of tomorrow. So the chalois is chal now and tomorrow. Rebbe Zalman Sender said it a little bit different. Zalman Sender, Chidush Rebbe Zalman Sender, Rebbe from the Dvar Avram, that he means it will be mufal tomorrow. How the ma'isa, the chalois will be chal today in the end of the day. So from tomorrow, beginning of the day, it's already mufal. So when he meant that it's mufal tomorrow, he means straight from tomorrow. So the chalois is today, that tomorrow yes on a tamtzen. He wants it to be chal b'soif hayoyim, that tomorrow already it's mufal. No, tomorrow it's mufal. We are say chal today. No, he's not meaning to mekayim bichlal. Again, one time he meant to mekayim today. He's not meaning to mekayim hayoyim. He wants to be made for tomorrow. And today he's not thinking what he's doing. Today he's leaving it like it is. Oh, but he wants the afora to be chal b'soif hayoyim. And the end of the day, the afora is chal. The mele it's mufal tomorrow.
A mashu.
What?
One second of
all days. He wants when the day starts it's clean, so he wants the ma'aser to be in the today. The ma'aser will be clean in today, and the ma'aser to be chal tomorrow. Another nusach is that he's doing the ma'aser that me'achshav le'achar lamed. He's doing a ma'aser for now me'achshav le'achar lamed. Now the chalois is chal now, and it's matir the neder of tomorrow. So again, the first and the last nusach was that Be'etzem, although he's matter the tomorrow, it's chal today of the tomorrow, or it's me making a chalois as if a person mekadosh isha la'achar lamed. So a ma'isa kiddushin now, it's a bichal la'achar lamed. Ma'isa afore now, it's a bichal tomorrow. And Rabbi Zalman Sadr says he means to do it in the last edge of the day. The last edge of the day. Someone told me today in the morning a beautiful nefkemina. What if he says mukhfar la'achar shalosh yomim? So lefi the first and the last shot also could be chal me'achshav. Me'achshav he means a bichal for the other 3 days. He's matter now the calendar for the other 3 days. He wants a chalois me'achshav bichal achar lamed. But lefi Rav Zalman Sender, it will only work if he says tomorrow. So he's borderline. And the minute before, this was a bachur ma'ir to me. Ein echanami shen nafkemina. Shen nafkemina. Mikol mokay. Back to the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. So again, she stayed in the Gemara, and this is the Shita Mekubetzes. Shh, a minute. Let me to be mind me the Dvorim. She zog the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes. That is mevuer in the Gemara klo, that for the Aforet to be chal and tomorrow, we need it to be chal today. Or the Me'achshav. Or that he's made for the tomorrow, or as David of Zalman Sender. But this is the way the Afora is chal. This is the way the Afora is chal. So the Gemara says, if Michlal Abba Tashimei Ha'ein, so he made a comment today, so it doesn't work. If he did not make a comment today, so the Mele, he said Afora tomorrow, he means already that it starts today. the last minute, the chalois, the me'achsho, but that's the gemara. Till here is klar the gemara. Frek the Ra'an and the Teisus HaRosh, this sugya be'etzem, it's a modne sugya, it's stichas ha-sugyas. Why? We started the sugya. Kim lechi ayoim, sofek if he means mufo lechi lemochor or not. Zog the Teisus, ain't no godel ma'at Teisus, that if he says klar, kim lechi ayoim ve'mufo lechi lemochor, it works. The whole sofek is, holoyama. So you say, kim ayoim ve'mufo lemochor, it works. Then the Gemara says, Mufo lemochor, if he meant kiyem ayoyim, so it doesn't work. The only time that he doesn't mean kiyem ayoyim, and he means the afar already starts today. But if he says kiyem ayoyim and mufo lemochor, shteit klor, then it doesn't work. This is the stiras asugis, the Ran asks it, and teisa rosh. Barosh here was a parashah in the Girsois here, so it came out not to klor the pirush arosh. But in teisa rosh, he asks klor this kashe. Side the Ran, side the Rosh asked this kasha, stiras asugya. And the shaila is, what is the answer? So we'll start with the Ran, because the Ran speaks it out. The Rosh, we have to find what he said. And the Ran, I think, is going on derech ha-teisves, klore diburim, that we have mamish astirim mefureshes. And sugya aleph, it's klor. That if he said, kim lechi umufo lechi, avad it will work. The only suffix is if he meant to say mufolachi, and the sugi be state klor. Kim lechi mufolachi does not work. The shaylef mufolachi means kim lechi ayoyim, and then it doesn't work, or it doesn't mean, and then it's mufol me'ayoyim. Let me send the Ran inside. Boy, Rabbi, kim lechi ayoyim ma'u. Mi amrini kim adoma mufolachi lemocho, ba'ochi koma. Kim lechi ayoyim bilvat, oy dilma holoyom alo mufolachi lemocho. Ve'im dimtze loyim ha holoyom alo. Me'ay lishne mashma, de'ilu amar kim lechi ayoyim mufolachi lemocho, pshite leite me'ani. Before like the tasteless. Me'ay lishne mashma, de'ilu amar kim lechi ayoyim mufolachi lemocho, pshite leite me'ani. Ubasarochi mashma, de'lei me'ani. Ve'hodar boi, mufolachi lemocho ma'u. אוי דיל מקיימן דלא מרקים לך היום כי אמר לך מופה למוחו מהיום כי הוא אמר אל מפשיט אלי לרבה דאילו אמר לו קים לך היום ומופה לך למוחו לא ימי אני וקשינה הדודי סטירס הסוגס קשינה הדודי סטירס הסוגס and the run answers the terrors אלו דרבה בכולי גבני מספקי לי ואוכי כאומר אם תמצא לו אמר לו כאומר לשתקתי אנוקה אין לך נמי The boy lemeimer imtim zlem holayom alo veloyot. Zog the Ran is three sfeikas. First suffik learns kim lechi umufo lechi for sure works. The only suffik if he said mufo or not. Then the Gemara says maybe it bichlal doesn't work. If you say both, then the third suffik. Okay, but if I only said mufo lechi, so maybe it's considered I said kimi and it will not work. Maybe it's not considered that I said and it does work. So the answer is three shlavim in the Gemara. Shlav aleph kim lechi umufo lechi for sure works. The only shaila is if he said umufo lechi or not. Maybe he only said kim lechi. Second shlav, no. Then taki, maybe taki doesn't work because it's not in the same day. The intim tzulema taki doesn't work. Umufo lechi ayoyim lemocho. He means kim lechi and then taki doesn't work. Or he means me ayoyim and it works. And the Gemara is Ktia. This is the source of the Shmaise Lefidera. So you can learn it and go weiter. And we'll try a little bit to Chaptach. So I'm asking you a Shaila. In the end, the Gemara said a festus for, and I think it's Gesund, that if the Afor is not Chalfim today, it can't work. And we explained it. It's a Yom Shomer. So what happened? The Gemara at the beginning didn't think about it? It's so glatt, such gesund. You can't be made for tomorrow. So what did Gemara in the beginning? She didn't think about it. What she didn't think that he means me'ayoyim, and then he thinks me'ayoyim. Well, what are the sfeikas here in the Gemara? And the Ran doesn't say nothing. He just says it doesn't work. No, suge ktiya misnama. The Gemara was changing her mind in the middle. No, suge ktiya. You could learn like that. Ha'emes yoyre darkoi. Again, the pshat poshut, on teres. Ha'emes yoyre darkoi. The Ran learns the whole sugya. Avad, if a person says ha'afore tomorrow, and because, like you said, it can't work tomorrow, he wants it to start from today. He can't start from today, we explain. Not the etzim, he's made for a part of the today. He said tomorrow. But he wants that the lomdus of it will work from today. Other like Reb Zalman Sender. Other like Me'achshov. Abaravada, he wants it to work from today, like the Gemara says later. Even that he says, Mufol Rilamocho, he wants it to work from today. Novas. We have three shlavim. Shlav Aleph says, even if he says, Kim lechi ayoim, it works. Then the Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe it doesn't work. And then the Gemara says, Taka, it doesn't work. And the only time it will work if he didn't mean to Mekayim today. What are the three shlavim of the Gemara? So it looks like this with Asara. It looks like this with Asara. What is the Hesbah? The Gemara says later, in the Hemshecha Gemara, what would be if a person says, Kim lechi lesho, v'mufo lechi le'achar sho. Kim lechi lesho, u'mufo lechi le'achar sho. Chur, for sure it has to work. I feel what we're learning now is no problem, b'chlam. Oy dilme, kevon de kimoy kimoy. Kiyum ischal, it's too late. So one side the Gemara says, Kevon de kimoy kimoy. Even if it chaps for an hour, you can't do nothing later. Oy dil mezog de Gemara, Kevon de kule yoy me barakom ve barafore. We don't say oil ve kimoy kimoy. But as a whole, only because it's kiyum l'shah, you don't say kimoy kimoy. Why? Kevon de kule yoy me barakom ve barafore. You don't say kevon de kimoy kimoy. So the Gemara had a tzad, kim l'chi l'shah, mufa l'chi l'shah, kevon she kimoy kimoy. Gemara, no. The whole day is the day. So you don't say kimoy kimoy. Shteit in the Gemara. But if a person is mekayim for a whole day, he have a svara of kevon she kimoy kimoy. You can't be made for tomorrow. So was even in 1 hour, the Gemara had a tzad that you can't be made for later. And what is the second side of the Gemara? Kevon de kule yeme barakome barafore. You don't say kevon she kimoy kimoy. Mask him. You don't say kevon she kimoy kimoy. Well, I have the whole day. Well, I have the whole day. I don't say kevon she kimoy kimoy. But if you are mekayim for the whole day, you have a svara of kevon she kimoy kimoy. So b'das haran, nazir Reb Nochem was masbah. Sure, b'das haran, the hesber is asay. Avade, the Gemara means that the afora will be chal from now, not from tomorrow. The afora will be chal from now. Al derech zaman sender, al derech me'achshov. But what? Lishnekame holds, even if you say kim lechi ayoim umufo lechi lemocho, avada today is the akome, tomorrow is the afore, and while you want it to be chal from today, it to be chal from today, the Gemara learns the akome doesn't shtel. The akome doesn't shtel. We don't say kevon she kimoy kimoy. Oy dilme, the Gemara has a tzad, we do say kevon she kimoy kimoy. And if you made a akome today, you can't do afore anymore tomorrow. So again, the first side of the Gemara is Kiyam Ayem Umufo Lechi Lemocho. Avada the Aforo Bichal Mi Boid Yoyim. On them it's never Chal. But the Shail is, so the Lishna Kame holds, what is the problem? I did a comment today, Aforo tomorrow, and at the Bichal Mi Boid Yoyim. Oy Dilme, the Lishna Ktiye, Kevo, that was the Kiyum today. When it's a Kiyum today, you can't do Aforo anymore. And the third suffix is, I understand if it's a kiyum today, you can't do afore anymore. But maybe we don't say michalav atashumei ha'ein, and we made afore, he never meant to do a kiyum today. But mele the afore is chal miboy yoyim, and but mele val is no maisa akome to shter, but mele the afore is chal. Fakir, the next gemara, we'll get to the next gemara, we'll see it shtim. Fakir, lo shna gemara is klo. We'll get, the hemshach gemara, we'll see again. The way we have the three first fakes lefi derab. Again, alemol de afores chal mi beoid yoim. Klapi tomorrow. The shaila is lishnekame holds. If you said kim lechi ayoim and you mean mufal lechi lemocher, it works. If you don't mean mufal lechi lemocher, it doesn't work. But if you say it lehed yes oktes is klor, avad it will work. Why? The afore bichal mi beoid yoim and the akom it doesn't shtel. Then the gemara has a tzad. The maisa akom shtels. A kiyum l'shah doesn't shtel, but a ma'isa akome the whole day for sure will shtel, and b'meili you can't do a ma'isa afore. So the Gemara, the third suffix, if you said mufal l'chi l'mochor, maybe you never meant to do a ma'isa akome, b'meili it never shtels. Oy dilme, you didn't mean to make a ma'isa akome, and then it shtels. This loshna Gemara. But you feel that kevon the kimo ayoyim l'mochor k'man the isa the akome shtels. This is the Derech HaGemora al Derech HaRan, and we're trying to fit the Ran with Tesfis. So we're saying now that Lefi the Ran, the whole time he means Miboid Yoim. The Rebbe doesn't have to speak it out. Aman is Miboid Yoyim. If he wants a Aforet tomorrow, the Chalois is Chal today, clap it tomorrow. The whole stuff it gives him, Bichlalav HaTashimahen, and we know Aforet, we don't know Aforet. We know Hakome, we don't know Hakome. Just the Ran says, is in between Sofek, under the lines of the Gemara, that in the beginning we learn that the Hakome doesn't shtel, and the Maskona we learn that the Hakome shtels if you have a Maise Hakome. This is the Derech HaGemara al Derech HaRam. The Tesis HaRosh shtels the Kasha. And Be'etzem, if you look good in the Rosh here, it's the words of the Tesis HaRosh, and they just should skip two lines that look the same. They skipped it out. T'mi'eli, ba'abayekim ma'isa nokat mufur lemocho ma'u ve'loikim ibayekim l'chayom mufur lemocho. And it brings down the Boya the Shoyes. The Gemara has a suffix. Hilkach mireli. The pshite le Gemara. Fakir from the taste first. I omar kim lechi ayoim. Umufo lechi lemochor. It doesn't work. Pshite le Gemara. Like the end from the beginning. Kim ayoim umufo lemochor does not work. Not like tastes. Not like we said the Das Aran. The Ran says clone. The beginning the Gemara learned that it works. And then it switched. Where does the Ran? So the Ran is going like Tesis. At the beginning for sure it worked, and then it switched. Zog the Tesis HaRosh, it never switched. Kim lechi ayoim, umufo lechi lemochor, will never work. So why in the Gemara in the beginning it's mashma that it works? The Gemara says, the whole shayla is mechlalav at hashemeh ahein or not. But if you shumei ahein, so kim lechi ayoyim and afore lemochor, it works. So how we could say that kim lechi ayoyim mufo lemochor doesn't work? You write in the end of the Gemara it's mashma like that. That if you said mufo lemochor and it means kim ayoyim, it doesn't work. But in the Gemara it's mashma at the beginning that kim lechi ayoyim, if it means mufo lechi lemochor, it will work. Bichalav at shumei ahein. How it will work? Zog de Tesis HaRosh one chap. It says like this. If a person said kim lechi ayoyim, it doesn't work. Why? Because the Afora has to start from today. And he said, Kiyem Ayoyim, Umufo Lemochor, it doesn't work. Like it's Mufush in the Gemara later, Mufo Lemochor, if it means Kiyem Ayoyim, it doesn't work. So what is going on here in the Gemara? The Gemara says, if he says, Kim Lechi Ayoyim, and Michlalav at Hashumei Ayin, that Mufo Lemochor, it works. How it will work? Zog de Teisaro, or Shaposh Techap. Says like this. Kim ayoyim umufo lemochor doesn't work. What is the case of the Gemara? What he said. Kim lechi ayoyim. How you know that he means afore tomorrow? How you know that he means afore tomorrow? How you know that he means afore tomorrow? He said kim lechi ayoyim. Think good. How you know that he means afore tomorrow? He said the words kim lechi ayoyim. In what word you find that he means Afore tomorrow? What word is extra? Ayoyim. Take out the Ayoyim, Golmish. So when he said Kim Lechi Ayoyim, he is merames that he wants Afore tomorrow. So when he says Kim Lechi Ayoyim, in the words of the Akome, he's packing in that he wants Afore tomorrow. So Muchar that he wants the Akome only till an hour before Shkia. If he says Kim Lechi Ayoyim, Umufo Lechi Lemocho, so kim lechi ayoyim means hayoyim, and mufo lechi lemocho means lemocho. So this is today and this is tomorrow. But when he said kim lechi ayoyim, and from that you have to grub out that he meant mufo lemocho. So the word of kim lechi ayoyim includes the afore of tomorrow. The kim lechi ayoyim includes the afore of tomorrow. So valid includes the afore of tomorrow. So he meant that the Akoma will not be chal the whole day. He meant to leave a little space for the Afore. So he said, Kim lechi ayoyim umufo lechi lemochor? Doesn't work. Only because the Afore comes from Michlalav at Hashemei Ayin. So then we say that he meant that it will start from today. Mashenkin in the next Gemara, he said, Mufo lemochor. So if he meant Kim ayoyim, so it's only tomorrow. If he didn't mean Kiyam Ayoyim, so we could say that he includes that it's Michal Midl tomorrow. These are the words of the Tesis HaRosh. Zog the Tesis HaRosh. Hilkach Mireli. The pshite yom akim lechi ayoyim uvori lemohol de loyavim ufo. The adkan loy miboy ala bekim lechi ayoyim kshun de mashma mi yiture de hayoyim. The boy lemoy mashim ufo lemohol dim loyikin loylei me hayoyim. וממילא אבקים לא אילום וכיוון דאיסורי דהיום מגל אלוהים אשר מובו למוחור על כוחצו לפורש דבורוב מהיום תתחיל להפור is much even is putting it in his word kim lechi mehayoyim ve mehayoyim tatchi lafor di lavochi lo yavei afor aber yomar shteyem kim lechi hayoyim uvochi lemochor pshit elei deloi mehani והסולק אל המימדו מקים לך היום כדי ללגדק או למוחר ימופו שרי בפירו שם המופו הולכי למוחר וכחקיר להם כל היום כאומר אז זה ישקור תסס הראש and this is בעצם the Rosh Bayos means the same thing it's משובש ללושר but other rabo this is what the תסס הראש comes to say this is the reason also בפשט the Ran was never busy in the beginning of the sugya where it's mashma מהיום Because this is not the noise of the sugya lefidera. Avad etzchal mehayoyim. The noise of the sugya is in the first sofik that come shteres. Lemaskona the beginning that come doesn't shteres. Lemaskona that come shteres. Lefiderosh no shail if that come shteres or not. It has to be chal mehayoyim. Vemichlalav et hashemayin. It's mashma mehayoyim. And later it's not mashma mehayoyim. This is the reason the pirush arosh is miyad busy to explain how it's mashma mehayoyim. How it's mashma mehayoyim? So the dina, when someone will see the teisarosh, you will tell me. So maybe only to say the teisarosh. First, we have the loshon aran of a mefurish and teisves that the gemara in the beginning for sure learns kim lechi ayoyim umufolir lemochor works. The ran says it kimat lehedya and lehedya in teisves that it works. But the teisarosh says klor. So we have klor to mealchim in the sugya. Klor to mealchim in the sugya. Lefi the ran. In the beginning we learned Kim Lechayim Ufolchi Lemochor works and Lemaskona it doesn't work. So where is the change? We say not the change is if he means Me'ayoyim or not. Avada he means Me'ayoyim Alemol but the Shaila if the Maisa Akome shtels or the Maisa Akome doesn't shtel. Does he the noise of the Sugya? If the Maisa Akome shtels or the Maisa Akome doesn't shtel. Masha'in came. The Rosh learns Avada Kim Lechayim Ufolchi Lemochor doesn't work because it has to be Me'achshav. And if you say Kiyum Ayoyim, you never have Me'achshav. The only Avamin in the Gemara that will work was because it's Michlalav at Hashemeh Ein, it comes out from the Michlalav. So B'meila we hear that the Akome is not on the whole day, and the Afor is on the end of the day, and B'meila the Afor is Chal. Say, the Umnus, it's the Pshat and the Rosh by us, it's missing a couple lines, and Baruch Hashem, Namor. 15 years ago, they didn't find the Sarosh. Such a void here, Pshat. This was, I think, Abnochim said, one of the hardest sugyas. The Pshat. What is the answer in the Stira? And the Rosh says the epis words here, and it's not close. But how does more the Tei Sarosh? It's Mamash Advorim Mechuvani. Advorim Mechuvani. Before I start, I'm taking away for the guys that made the Chazore. I want to take it that they will come over, that I could fire them, Vechule. And to give them at the Schorah. Shbetzidah, the Roisha. We're holding Erev Rosh Hashanah. The tour brings down V'noyagim loyimar zochreinu Michomoicho V'yesh boi samaches teivois Keminyan chayim V'samaches teivois Keminyan chayim Shezochreinu lechayim So all these psukim together come to samaches 68 וגם יש סמכס אלפים בעשרס הדיברויס כנגד יצחיים למחזיקים בו ובזכוס התוירו נזכה לחיים הפסוק עם הסמכס to remind the אלפים יסוד בעשרס הדיברס שכנגדם נזכה בזכוס התוירו Shnebura brings down the same thing that we blow shofar on the bime. Shebizchus ha-teire yale ha-shofar le-rotzoin. Shebizchus ha-shofar yale bizchus ha-teire yale ha-shofar le-rotzoin. Lemaise de balaturim al ha-teire says the zel bezach. Vebuchar to b'chaim says b'chaim. Es gematria ein. says Keneged Ayin Ponim La Teira V'yimei Shnoisov Shel Odom Ayin. So Zochreinu B'chaim means the Teira. This is the Zochreinu B'chaim. So the two state that the real Zochreinu L'chaim that we're asking from the Ribbono Shel Olam is B'schus HaTeira. The Bochalto B'chaim means Teira. Shivim Ponim La Teira. Ayin Shonim Shel Odom Keneged Teira. What is the pshat? Person wants a good year. He wants to be zeiche. He wants to be zeiche. What is the ikar chaim? What is the ikar chaim of a person? The chaim of a person is teira. Moses Rishoyim Bechayim Kruim Meisim. The mahus of a person, what a person has to have and want, is Torah. And this is what he has to ask for. And b'schus that he lives. The Gemara says that what is Tchias HaMeisim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the Torah and is Mechaya the Meisim. Gemara says, B'meila HaMeratim will not get up for Tchias HaMeisim because they don't have the Koyach HaTorah. Hashem explains that the more that a person learns, he will have the more Tchias HaMeisim. The Mahus of a life of Torah, if a person is Torah, there's no different Mahus. There's no other Mahus in the world, Chutz from Torah. What a person has to have, he has to have Torah. If he doesn't have Teire, he doesn't have nothing. And when we ask for Zochreinu L'chaim, we're asking for Teire. Every time in life, this would have to be the person's Matorah, when he's asking for the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's asking for Zochreinu L'chaim, means L'chaye Teire. Kirvas Hashem. This is the Tachlis Abriya. Everything else is around it. So we're standing before the Yom HaDin. Everyone wants to be Zoyche B'din. How a person is Zoyche B'din? What is the avoda of a person to be Zoyche B'din? So one mamash b'ktzora, it's late. The first thing Chazal say, Imru lefonei malchu yois, kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says a person has to say malchu yois, kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. What is Malchias? It's Mitzvah Sayoim. We say 10 Psukim of Malchias. It's Me'akev and Shmonesre. What is the Avoida of Malchias? The Avoida of Malchias is to believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Melech Malchei Amlochim. That everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nothing else happens in the world without the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nothing else could happen without the Ribbono Shel Olam. His memis umechaye. The person thinks on the whole world. The world is without an end. There's no end to the world. Thousands, they say today they have black holes of 500 years of light to this side, to that side. The world is without an end. And in this world is worlds and suns and moons. And in all of that little circles, and all of this world is one little circle that is called our world. And in that world, thousands of people lived already, and animals, and hundreds and millions of fish, and animals, and ants. And one of them is the human being, is me. One of them, from all of that. And the Bira Olam, he's achroi on everything. The Bira Olam is achroi on everything. And all over the world, he's the one that made the rain to come down, the worlds, the sun. Every day the sun goes up, the sun goes down. All over the world, in all different circles. In all these places, the Ribbono Shel Olam, every day it works. The sun never didn't shine. The moon every time is there. Everything happens every day. There's not one thing that didn't happen from Zman Briyas Oilom. Everything is happening with Zman Briyas Oilom, and nothing never changed. And in this whole world that the Ribbono Shel Oilom is Melech Malchei HaMelachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all of the big world, nothing changed Mimei Oilom. And here in this world is one little person that is standing betfila lifnei the Ribbono Shel Oilom, and he's telling the Ribbono Shel Oilom, I'm asking you to have a better year. I'm asking you to take care of me. The Ribbono Shel Oilom is taking care of the whole world. Millions of fish are born and eaten and die. Millions of animals are eaten, and everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu manages, and everything is working out. And the Ribbono Shel Oilom is taking care of everything. And you're standing there in Rosh Hashanah, and you're telling the Ribbono Shel Oilom, I'm just, you know, I'm asking you, why the Ribbono Shel Oilom will listen to you? Why will listen to you? But the fish that are eaten up, so the little fish are yelling to Hashem, don't let the big fish to eat us. So your friend is the big fish, he's eating you. This is life. Why do you think a person thinks sometimes his roommate did this to him, and he's such a bad roommate, he's sure tomorrow morning his hands will chop off. And he wakes up in the morning and nothing happened to him, his mamash, like he has shyness in the muda. Where's the Ribbono Shel Oilom? The guy is doing so bad for me. And well, what do you think the fish think? The other fish eat them, and the zebra thinks the lion eats them. So this is the way the world, Hashem made the world, and everything is working out. The strong kills the weak one. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu? Especially noch, I have a Avedus noch, and I'm standing for the Ribbono Shel Oilom, please take care of me. Hashem is running the whole world anyways. So be'etzem, b'tzad ha-seichel, there's no reason that Hashem will listen to your tefillah. No reason b'chlal. Now this is the godless Hashem, ve'oviso tehilo, mikrutze choymer, michanite neshomo, v'hi tehilo secho. Hashem is masking to listen to human being. It's a godless Hashem. But Be'etzem, he doesn't need to take care of us. Be'etzem, he doesn't need us to remind him. He takes care of the whole world. Everything else he takes care of. Hashem, but just in case you forgot, my roommate, if you could just take care of him. Just in case you forgot. The emes is, Sir Alam Olobchatzka says it, that Be'etzem, Mo says that Rebbe Gozal Tainis, that he met Eliyahu HaNavi and he asked him, who if you will daven, Mashiach will come? And he said, if Reb Chiya Rebonov will daven, Mashiach will come. The Gemara said that Eliyahu told him that every morning he wakes up Avraham Avinu, he davens, he puts him back to sleep. He wakes up Yitzchak, he puts him back to sleep. He wakes up Yaakov, he puts him to daven, he puts him... So Rebbe asked him, why you don't wake all of them together? He said, if three people like them will daven together, Mashiach will come. So he asked him, if there's three people in this world that will daven together, Mashiach will come. So he said, yeah, Reb Chiya Rebonov. So Rebbe made a tainis, everyone came, and he went over to Reb Chiya Rebonov, he asked him if you could be Shliach Tzibur together. So they started davening, Gemara says, Ki Amru Mashi V'Ruach, it started to blow wind. Ki Amru Meir HaGeshem, it started to come rain. Ki Aveboi LeMeimar, Mechayim Meisim, Amru Mi Gilo Roze. So Eliyahu, they sent Eliyahu down, he dressed up like a beer from fire, and he was Mishana, and everyone ran away, and the tefillah stopped. So Frank Reb Chatzkel, they said, Mashi V'Ruach, the wind came. Meir HaGeshem, the rain came. Mashiv Ruach is not a tefillah and geshem. The same Talumotor is a tefillah and geshem. Why when they said Mashiv Ruach, the wind came, they said Meir HaGeshem, the rain came. It's not a tefillah and geshem. So Reb Chatzkel, Hashem doesn't need you to daven. If you makir him, the Ribbono Shel Oilom, that he's Melech Malchei HaMelachim, he could take care of everything. He doesn't need a reminder. He's Melech Malchei HaMelachim. He doesn't need a reminder. No, us. Why we have to daven? Because when people are shvach, so when they beg and they ask, then they shtel tzu. Then they feel he's the boss and I'm the one that is asking, I'm the one that is begging. For us, you know, when they say miyobus, people cry. They feel more attached to Rosh Hashanah. This is the low people, the shvacher people, as they gave us. The words that sound more negat to us, we have more shaychas. Abba Behemes, someone that is big and says Mechayim Meisim, Mashi V'Ruach, he just mentions it and he's makir in the Beira Olam, miyad it happens. Hashem doesn't need reminders. He takes care of the whole world, Betuvoi, Bechein, Bechesed, Berachamim. If you makir in the Ribbono Shel Oilom that he's Melech Malchei HaMelachim, he takes care of everything. No, Shvacha people, the way they connect is when they ask and when they beg. And Rosh Hashanah HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Imru lefonai malchuyos, kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. If you makir that he's melech malcha amlochim, that he runs the world, he takes care of everything. He doesn't need any more reminders. So a person sits in Rosh Hashanah and he remembers Hashem is melech malcha amlochim, runs the whole world. He says, yeah, by the way, but if you forgot, please, if you could just organize that, that movement will change. I'm a sugar now. This is the reason there's no bakoshes in Rosh Hashanah. There's no mocking for bakoshes. Someone says, today la'aloche, we're shvache people. If we don't make bakoshes, we don't daven k'mo shetzorich, poskim v'nta. But at least when you say malchias, at least in the first psukim, or in the second psukim, t'shtelzu, t'chap, ashaychas, imru lefane malchias. Hashem says, if you will makir, I will take care of everything. It's a list without an end what to ask. You don't know what to ask for. But if you mark him that I'm melech, malcha, I'm lochim, and I'm the melech, the melech everything is taken care of. The melech everything is taken care of. You don't have to ask. This is be'etzem, the aleph beis of the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. Imru lefon I'm malchuyes, kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. If a person manages to connect with that malchuyes, he's mesuder. Avada. I'm not saying we're not holding there the rest part, but at least in the Psukim and Malchias. But what is the Tachlis of the Briya? It's to Oyvid Hashem. Yisrael v'yreisu v'kitshu brichu chadu. This is the Tachlis. Lo si lovoi. We'll come up to the Shemaim and we'll sit and learn with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Tachlis is Teire. We want to be dveikim b'Hashem. He's melech malcha amlochim. I'm a shvachi guy, so I don't know how I will learn all of my life, how I will do it. Hopefully I will manage. But you can't believe that Hashem is melech malcha amlochim. Everything is the ribbono shel olam. But I'm asking you, Hashem, I know you everything, but if you don't mind, if I could enjoy it, please. So don't doubt it. How you could say these words? I believe that you melech malcha amlochim. I believe the tachlis, the imloy berisi teira, chukah shemayim also samti. What Hashem wants in the world is that people will sit and learn day and night. But I'm asking if I could be, please, the zvulun. I know how you could have it. You can't say malchias and not believe that this is chayim. You could say, Hashem, I don't know if I'm holding dear. Please get me to hold dear. Get me to be Oymed and Nisoyen. But the Tachlis has to be Las is Ratzoyin Chobelev of Sholem. This is the Aleph Beis. The second thing, Amish Biktsoro, if a person has to come to a Melech, as Alamol this Moshol, he doesn't have nothing. It's poor. Nebach. He comes to the Melech. So there's two ways. One way, to come Nebach with dirty clothes, not take a shower for 2 years, to walk into the Melech without a haircut, say, Melech, I'm so poor, look, I can't afford a shower, can't afford to cut my nails, I can't afford clothes. Please have Rachmanes on me. Then he comes, the Melech waits, and he already go out of the room. It's much not comfortable to be with him. Another guy, he's also poor, and he also asked, he was zeichet to get this appointment, that you can ask the Melech what you want for. So he comes into the Melech. So before he comes in, he goes, he borrows clothes, he takes a shower, takes a haircut, borrows some money from someone, organizes himself, and comes to the Melech. Listen, I'm so poor, I don't think if I look good, I borrowed a bit of money. But the Melech, please, you know, I know you Melech Malcha Amlochim. Please give me a. The svar is that the second person the Melech will give him. He came respectable, the Melech will give him. The first person came that day. Person comes to the Rosh Hashanah, we have a terrible year. Hard for me to learn, hard for me to daven, hard for me to behave. Veishvel! Abba Veishvel, you know how I am, huh? So bad, please give me a good year. And Hashem will give him, and Hashem will not give him. Chodesh, when you come into the Melech, be dressed. This is what we do in these days. Come dressed to the Melech. Till Rosh Hashanah, lektach and learning. David Kmeshitzorich, in Rosh Hashanah himself. Davin, learn. Be in a different madrege. You can't come dirty to the Melech and just cry in Shmoneh Esrei. Machshivim, Hashem says, the more you machshiv the Melech, beginunei HaMelech, the imu lefonei malchus, kedei shetam lichunei aleichem, misnai to the Melech, azevi the Melech. If you will have to go into the Melech, you will see yourself putting yourself in. See, a guy goes into the Rosh Yeshiva, he wants a table, you see the jacket, he puts it 5 times. So if the Melech Malcham Lochim is not to cry, it's to get dressed also. אז איזה מקום לפני המלך? אז איזה מקום לפני המלך? פאולי says, תכבד העבוד על האנושים ועל אישו בדברי שקר. If a person wants to come to this avoido, I'm telling you, Eitzah, I'm saying to myself, when you're tired, it's hard to work. When you're tired, it's hard. You have to understand, when you're not tired, you say, every word that you say in tefillah, what you say, En kelekeinu, en kadineinu, en kemalkeinu, en kemoshienu, micha elekeinu, micha adineinu, noide lemalkeinu, noide, atu elekeinu, atu adineinu. Just to say it, you get chizuk from the tefillah. What about him? You're tired. It's hard. Chochma is, the night that I go to sleep earliest is Erev Rosh Hashanah. Not to be tired. Again, when you're awake, to learn, to daven, to learn Musa, to be in a different madrege, Ba'asher Roshon, especially you read this parsha. Ba'asher Roshon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks on a person, how he looks when he came to the Melech. Especially this year, it works out. There's a Shabbos, Noch Rosh Hashanah. So it means, from tomorrow we have 4 days, Revi, Chamishi, Shishi, Shabbos. If a person lifts himself up, puts himself in a different madrege, in a different surah, he could be zeichetake to have a ksiva v'chasim etoivo, a gibench teyor, a tzloche dikeyor, and be'ezet Hashem, if we'll do it, be'ezet Hashem, we'll be zeichetake to have a ksiva v'chasim etoivo.